Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I went to the dentist today, and I'm keeping my streak alive. 30 years, no cavities.
Nice. Done.
Your mouth.
Literally, no, I'm never going to keep smiling forever.
Because you've been really bad about it, right?
Oh, yeah, really bad.
You, like, almost never go.
For a long time, I didn't go, and I went, and it was so bad that I had to reschedule to come back to finish just, like, the scraping part. It was one of the most, if not the most, like, embarrassing.
They couldn't finish you in one time?
They were numbing me up, and they were like, we're out of time. So I had to go back, like, the next day. They squeezed me in.
They numbed you for a cleaning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad it was. The topical.
Deep clean. They call it the deep clean. They haven't done that for you?
I've never been numbed on a cleaning in my life.
Same.
I mean, I have been flying because I lie about having anxiety that I don't have.
I know. You get the gassed nitrous up just to get a cleaning.
I don't anymore. But at our old dentist, he would turn that crap up for me. Have you ever had it? Has everybody in the room had it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are instantly as drunk as you've ever been in your life. And then when they turn it off, it's just over.
It's
amazing.
Wicked. It is wicked.
Like, it's just off. But when it's on, like, it's put your foot up on the wall because the room is spinning amounts of drunk. It's awesome.
Just want to wheel that tank around.
Yeah.
Like,
for real. No hangover.
No, yeah. They just turn it off, and then you sit there for a couple minutes with pure oxygen, and you're
gone. Yeah.
Good to go. You just got to pretend you have anxiety. Yeah. You just go in there and be like, I'm really scared. You could do it, Tiak, if it took him two times.
Well, ever since then, I've started flossing every day. Like, I got way over into, and now I'm to the point where I'm like defensive about it when she's like, do you floss every day? And it's like, yeah, can you not tell? What do I need to do more?
What are you saying?
Yeah. And then even the dentist comes in, he's like, how's the daily? And she's like, it's good. And I'm like, no, I think it's great, but
what could be better?
Yeah.
Did you have braces?
No, I had Invisalign.
Okay. Because your teeth are very straight.
Thank you.
Stop smiling. It's radio, dude. Did everybody in here have them? Braces?
Yeah.
Me and Steve, that was not not an option when we were young.
My sister did. I never had.
So they loved her more than you?
There it was, yes.
I kind of feel that. Because, like, my daughter has, her teeth are a little bit crooked, but in a really cute way that we don't think we want to correct. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some people's teeth do look just really cute the way they are, even if they're not perfect.
And then mine are just perfect.
Your teeth are really good. I've never seen you smile this much. So you're kind of like,
yeah. He does.
Well, I just
teeth.
Got them clean.
Yeah, so they're kind of bright right now.
Yeah. I also kind of like sometimes when people have a little gap.
I love that.
I think gaps are so cute.
Perfect teeth. Don't get me like. I like good teeth, but perfect teeth aren't. I think it's off-putting.
It's almost too common now that I'm like, I'm tired of looking at that.
The brightness of the white, the perfectness.
Like the veneers. When somebody gets veneers and they're just like, it's like a picket fence.
Yes.
And you're like, it's
not natural.
Your teeth are supposed to be a little, like,
don't
I like
a personality.
That. Like, yeah. Like, I like what's the angle? We call it the Slavic mouth, that weird angle where your teeth go back just a little bit and you get some fangs.
Right here.
And you go get good braces.
That's
and you just
sexy.
Look.
Ugh. You remember Jewel, the singer?
She had a snaggle summer teeth mouth.
But for some reason, I found it sexy.
Completely.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're just like, oh my God, don't ever straighten your teeth.
I know. Don't brush those.
Don't, yes. teeth.
Well, there goes the wind in my sails.
Your teeth are jacked up just a little.
Just enough.
Yeah. God, I wish I had it. Because I had, like, my front teeth were a little too long, and I chipped one on a beer bottle, shockingly, and then they just grinded them both off, and I've hated it ever since.
Oh, really? The two big ones?
Because then they're shorter, and they were enough different before, and now it's just like, oh, they just made it just...
Mm-hmm.
They were just a little bit longer and just a little more unique.
Yeah.
And now it's just...
I found out on TikTok recently that under black lights, if you have a fake tooth, it doesn't show up, and half of my front tooth is fake. And so it would just be this weird blocking, and I really want to see it, but I'm also scared.
I have a black light. I will bring it in tomorrow.
On second thought, do we want to bring a black light into this studio?
Why don't you stop by the house?
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.